Now, there's something else that's happening in all of this that conservatives also used to be very concerned about. Remember hearing about FEMA camps? Yeah, FEMA camps. I mean, Alex Jones warned about FEMA camps. Jesse Ventura warned about FEMA camps. We've heard the rumors over all the years that FEMA was gearing up to build a network of concentration camps to throw American patriots into those camps where they would disappear forever. Well, guess what? Those camps are being built right now. The Department of Homeland Security has repurposed $55 billion of a Navy contract to convert warehouses across America into concentration camps. And this story has been making the rounds. I'm reading from Common Dreams, but it's covered elsewhere. There's, quote, a massive Navy contract vehicle, once valued at $10 billion, it has ballooned to $55 billion to expedite President Trump's mass deportation agenda. So it was originally supposed to be $10 billion to facilitate the construction of a network of migrant detention centers, and that was supposed to build those centers more quickly, but now it has ballooned into a $55 billion contract, and each of these centers is supposed to be able to house 10,000 people, and they're being built in Georgia, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Utah, and Kansas, among other states. It was authorized through the Worldwide Expeditionary Multiple Award Contract, also known as WEXMAC. I guess that's a government purchasing system. And it's being used for the, quote, territorial integrity of the United States. So this $45 billion increase just happened 2 weeks ago. And then that's to expedite this military-style detention network of concentration camps, which is apparently signaling a long-term escalation of the government's infrastructure of, well, you can call them concentration camps or detention camps. And, you know, doesn't it beg the question, if the purpose is to deport illegals, why do you need to hold tens of thousands of them in these camps in America, you know, in Kansas, for God's sake? No, seriously, why? I mean, these expenditures include force protection equipment, 8-foot-high box walls, earth-filled defensive barriers. I mean, services extend to medical waste management with protocols for biohazard incinerators. I mean, it's all over the country. And Bloomberg has covered this as well. In fact, I want to show you this graphic. So Bloomberg says that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has used some of this $45 billion increase to purchase warehouses in 24 remote communities, which could be the largest expansion of such detention capacity in U.S. history. And as you can see, yeah, there are going to be concentration camps in Minnesota, Utah, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, New York, Pennsylvania, a lot of them in Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Louisiana, New Hampshire. So my question to you is, again, who are these detention centers really for if they're clearly not for illegals because the illegals are being deported? So who are they keeping in the concentration camps? So, you know, what's bizarre is that as the U.S. economy is collapsing because of Trump's horrendous economic policies, mass money printing, punitive tariffs, cutting off supply chains, cutting us off from key technology from places like China, etc., these abandoned buildings are being turned into concentration camps. And, you know, obviously that this is part of the depopulation agenda that Trump ran his first term through Operation Warp Speed, using the military to distribute bioweapons to try to convince people to inject themselves to death. Basically, it was, you know, government-assisted euthanasia, and it worked. It killed about 1.5 million Americans, according to solid estimates from people like Ed Dowd and others. But that wasn't enough, apparently. So now they're going to have concentration camps to you know, round up and exterminate probably millions more Americans. And that's why they've run these ICE agents on the streets. They're testing the execution squads to see what they can get away with. And they found that, you know, most conservatives in America will totally support it. You know, people like Jack Posobiec and Matt Walsh and, you know, a bunch of others. All the hardcore Trump supporters totally support the execution, the killing of Americans in the streets of America. I mean, they've already come out and said so. So they won't resist the concentration camps. They'll say, yeah, fill them up, you know? Keep on filling up the concentration camps, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. That's what, you know, MAGA brain rot sufferers will tell us. So as Bloomberg reports, DHS bought one facility in El Paso, Texas, that will be able to house 8,500 people. And they're going to be using, so far, at least 23 warehouses. And they're going to be warehousing humans. On January 16, they spent $102 million to buy a site in Hagerstown, Maryland. And then a week later, they bought for $70 million in cash. They bought a warehouse in Surprise, Arizona. Yeah, surprise, you're in a concentration camp. Yeah. So even the Bloomberg article says that a lot of these facilities were originally built for e-commerce. You know, fulfillment centers, distribution centers. But the economy is collapsing and e-commerce is collapsing. So instead of them being used for e-commerce, they're going to be used as concentration camps. You know, that's the shift. America's economy, which Trump says is great, is shifting from an economy where people have abundance and can afford to buy things to an economy where the police state gets all the money to execute and round up people and throw them into concentration camps. And there's more. According to Bloomberg, the federal government also has been touring facilities in 20 additional cities, looking for layouts and looking for the largest warehouses to be turned into concentration camps. And so they say, DHS says that it needs 100,000 detention beds. Again, for what? I thought you're deporting these people. You know, aren't you deporting illegals? Why do you need 100,000 detention beds, so to speak, in all these states all across America that clearly aren't going to be used just for illegals? And it's not hard to imagine, given that the Trump administration has been routinely attacking the Second Amendment. Judge Jeanine Pirro has famously, just in the last couple of days, says she will have anybody arrested in the Washington, D.C. area who has a gun, even though you can have a permit there, but she doesn't seem to recognize that. She's totally anti-Second Amendment. Even all the gun groups called her out. And Trump clearly doesn't believe in the Constitution, obviously. He doesn't believe in any rule of law. He's already said the only limit of his power is his own mind. That's a quote. That's disturbing. And he is setting the precedent for federal troops to run around the country with no warrants, with no identification, wearing masks, just kidnapping people and throwing them into, basically, let's just be honest, death camps. That's what these are going to be. They're going to be death camps. And if you get thrown into one, you're probably not going to leave. They're going to kill you in the death camps, just like they buried the children from Jeffrey Epstein, and the DOJ has zero interest in finding where those bodies are buried, right? Even though it's all in the emails, oh, buried the little girls in the golf course. The DOJ is like, nope, we have no interest. We're just going to move on from here. And Trump says we should move on. So do you honestly think they're going to care if they just start mass executing a bunch of people in these death camps and they just have bulldozers out the back, mass graves under construction? It's just like Israel. It's just, you know, caterpillar bulldozers right out of Gaza. They're going to do that outside these detention centers, and they're just going to throw all the bodies in there and cover it up and call it deportations. No, seriously, I'm not making this up. I mean, if you had any illusions about this, then you haven't been paying attention. because the Trump administration is executing Americans already in the streets of America, and they're building concentration camps to house at least 100,000 people, people that they plan to keep in those centers until they can, you know, murder them, clearly. And, you know, we've talked about the Israelification of America and how Israel has been training so many of the ICE agents, which is why they are mass murderers who recognize no human rights whatsoever, no rule of law. I mean, it's basically the IDF running in America's streets. And the Trump administration has said they want to round up 3,000 illegals per day. So if they do that, 3,000 per day, and then, you know, they disappear into the death camps. And sometimes they grab Americans too, by the way, because they look, you know, they have the wrong look. They have brown skin, or they talk with an accent, or they're just observing ICE, and that puts you on the terror list now, as you've seen those videos. So let's say that every day there might be 3,000 illegals and, you know, maybe 30 Americans in there. I'm just guessing. Maybe it's a 1% ratio of Americans in there. And then they're just going to kill them all, because that's the most cost-efficient way to dispatch them. You don't have to deal with deportations, really. And you just say they were deported, and they just vanish. And what about the Americans? Oh, we don't know. We have no idea. Are you going to look into it? Nope. But what about these mass graves over here? What about these bulldozers that are covering up, you know, a bunch of bodies that were captured on drones? And the DOJ would be like, no, there's nothing to see here. That's not a crime. It's not a crime to bulldoze a pile of bodies. Why would that be a crime? I mean, come on, we cover up for Jeffrey Epstein. We've seen worse. You know, the DOJ, they've just gone through like 100,000 videos and files of things that are way worse, and they were okay with that. Like, well, that's, none of that is arrest worthy, you know, not the rapes, not the kidnapping, not the child torture, not the child murder and killings and the disappearance. None of that, like none of that rose to the level of the DOJ thinking that that might be criminal. So you think they're going to investigate mass graves in Kansas that are run by DHS? No, they're not going to investigate. They're going to say, keep going, 3,000 a day. And this is how you're going to have a genocide in America, which, again, Trump learned from Netanyahu, because there's genocide from Israel happening in Palestine. There's going to be genocide in America. You're going to have death camps all over the country. I mean, this is going to become Nazi Germany. Death camps all over the country, and all the conservatives totally supporting it, and all the Christians rallying for it, while people are being mass exterminated at the rate of thousands per day. And if you say, no, that couldn't happen, I ask you, what would stop it? What would stop that from happening? What, the morals of the Trump administration? Like, what morals? What are you talking about? The rule of law would stop it? What rule of law? There's no rule of law. You realize that, right? There's no longer any rule of law in this country. It is a lawless regime of tyrannical authorities doing whatever they want and killing anybody they want. And then some people would say, well, but it's justified. You know, they have to get rid of all those people. Otherwise, they'll vote in the next election. And of course, the Democrats are going to rig every election. That's what they do. They routinely do that. But that doesn't mean that killing thousands of people a day is the right way to restore democracy. You know, I'm not okay with that. And if you say, well, gosh, you know, the people wouldn't go along with it. The ICE agents would never go along with that if they knew that they were death camps. Are you kidding me? The ICE agents clapped and celebrated the killing of Alex Preti. One of them was cheering and clapping right after the shooting. Within seconds, he was like, yeah, yeah, we got him. Of course these are Nazis. Of course they support mass executions of Americans. They would cheer it. They would cheer it. I mean, come on. Come on, open your eyes. History is repeating. All throughout world history, lots of regimes and lots of governments have killed millions of people. We've gone through some of the examples with Stalin and Mao and Pol Pot and, of course, Adolf Hitler and others. The Khmer Rouge, right? All of it. Millions and millions and millions of people were deliberately murdered by governments as their people cheered. You can't tell me that it's not possible to happen here in America with the level of hatred, the level of lawlessness, the level of vengeance seeking that's taking place right now. These are all the conditions that make it actually almost inevitable for this to happen. The only question is which government is going to be in power when those death camps go live. Is it going to be Republicans or is it going to be Democrats? If it's Republicans, they're going to round up illegals and they're going to round up, you know, their political enemies, and they're all going to disappear into mass graves or maybe incinerators. And you know what would be great cover for the incinerators would be to just fake another pandemic and then say, oh, we have to bring in mobile incinerators to cover, you know, to incinerate all the bodies of those who died from the virus. And then they can just say, well, all these dead people, they died from the virus. You know, we didn't kill them. So that way the death camps can just become, you know, pandemic isolation centers. Seriously, that's why they tested all of this, you know, 5 years ago. They tested the whole script. They're ready. They've got cover stories for everything. But if the Democrats are in charge when this whole scene goes active, guess what? They're going to round up Christians and gun owners. And they're going to throw them in the death camps, and they're going to exterminate them. And that's when all the Trump supporters will start screaming about, what about my constitutional rights? What rights? You mean the rights that you didn't defend for anybody else? You gave up the Constitution by cheering for Trump when he was obliterating it. You don't get to fall back on the Constitution now all of a sudden because you're the victim of tyranny. You have to stand for the Constitution for everybody on the left and the right and anywhere in between. You have to be principled if you're going to, you know, cite the Constitution. So regardless of who you think is going to use this, Trump is building the infrastructure for genocide in America. That's irrefutable. He's building the infrastructure for genocide against Americans. Whether Trump uses it or somebody else uses it, well, I guess we have yet to see. And that's debatable. But he's building the infrastructure of genocide. America's economy is collapsing, so it's becoming basically a giant prison. And then, you know, when they roll out the CBDCs after the currency collapse, then they'll have you in a financial prison. They'll be spying on you and surveilling all your transactions, and they can lock up your money, you know, which is another form of prison, I suppose. Or they'll just, you know, come take you away and say that they're deporting you now. You're no longer an American because Trump has promised to do that to certain people. Threatening just take away your citizenship, and then they can declare you're not an American, which means instantly you are now an illegal because you're in the country illegally if they take away your citizenship, you see. And then they can throw you in an illegal death camp and make you disappear and call it a deportation. And if you don't think that they're going to do that, again, you lack imagination. Because believe me, they think about these things all day and all night. How to decrease the population. How to get rid of as many people as possible. And one way is to just take away the citizenship of people on paper, which of course is wildly lawless and unconstitutional. But what judge is going to oppose it? Nobody. They're all going to go along with it because that's how it works when your empire collapses into runaway fascism. And besides, you don't need to do this to deport people. All you have to do is take away all the free incentives, take away the food stamps, take away the free healthcare, take away the free housing. Take away all the free money that's attracting illegals into the country, and most of them will leave on their own. They're here because it pays to be here. But don't think for a minute that this infrastructure is just targeting illegals. No, it's being built for you and all of us. Yeah, because, you know, they have a term, domestic extremist. All they have to do is label you with that. And how do you get labeled with that? Oh, if you're protesting the next vaccine mandate, you're a protester, peaceful, holding a sign. Well, you know, Kristi Noem says you're a domestic extremist. And then they can just unleash Homeland Security agents to line up and shoot you in the streets. And after they shoot you, they will say, well, you were being aggressive. You were there clearly with intent to massacre federal agents with your signs. Therefore, they had to shoot you in self-defense because you were terrorists. And how do we know that Christy Noem will say that? Because that's exactly what she said about Alex Preti, who was not a terrorist. So they will shoot you, they will murder you and kill you, and then call you a terrorist and slander the memory of you after they murder you. And again, how do we know they'll do that? Because they're already doing it, for God's sake. This isn't theoretical. I'm not here talking about what if, you know, some horrible worst-case scenario. I'm telling you about what they're doing now. They're already doing these things. I mean, they're already building the death camps. They're already murdering Americans. They're already calling you a terrorist after they shoot you. They're doing this now. They're already going after the Second Amendment and the First Amendment as well. So this is already underway. And, you know, Texas Congressman Michael Cloud sounded the alarm on the ATF now storing 1.1 billion firearm purchase records that they have no legal right to retain. And Rep. Cloud is calling for the ATF to let go of all these records, which, again, they have no legal right to hold. But what do you think the ATF is going to do with those 1.1 billion records? Well, under Trump, the ATF is hiring, I think, 3,000 new enforcement agents now. So they're expanding the ATF. They're going to use those records. They're going to go door to door. And they're going to find all the gun owners at their doors. And what are they going to do with them? Well, probably going to put them in these death camps. I mean, come on. What do you think all this is for? You're watching the construction of the infrastructure of a massacre being built by a government that already is killing Americans and justifying it. And if you're not connecting the dots on this and realizing what's happening, you know, I can't help you. It would be like, you know, living in Nazi Germany in the 1930s, like, huh, what are all these camps and this barbed wire and this housing? What is this all for? Huh, I don't know. Maybe it's for crafts. Maybe it's a farmer's market behind the barbed wire. Huh, let's see what happens. And then they start getting filled with, you know, war prisoners or civilians. And then you're like, huh, are they there? Is it a fun camp? Are they learning basket weaving? No. They're actually being exterminated. Oh, they're being exterminated? Well, you know, I mean, people justify it. Just like people in America justify what Trump is doing right now. Think about it. So, yeah, it's going to get bad. And what I say is we need to return to the rule of law. I support the Constitution. I support Ron Paul, which is basically libertarian conservatism, you might say. I support the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and I support it for all people. I mean, all Americans, that is. Because obviously, you know, Bill of Rights doesn't apply to people outside of America, although I wish it did. But right now it applies only to Americans, but all Americans. So what our government is doing right now is wildly illegal, unconstitutional, immoral, and politically catastrophic, actually. And it's only just a matter of months now before the impeachment proceedings begin against Trump as the Democrats return to power. You know, it's obvious. So Trump's going to spend the last 2 years of his term trying to stay out of prison, probably, trying not to be impeached. Not a good time to be a member of the administration that started killing Americans. Just saying. All right, well, we will see what happens, but I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for the rule of law. I'm praying for civil rights and the Bill of Rights for all Americans. I love America, but we've lost it, and we've got to take it back by voting these people out of office, dismantling this infrastructure of terror, you know, domestic terror, government terror against the people, and restoring liberty, sanity, and the rule of law. So thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. You can read my articles on all of this and more at naturalnews.com, or you can catch my podcast at brighteon.com. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.